Hi everyone, we are continuing Micah. Today we'll be reading from Micah chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away, and those whom I have afflicted, and lame I will make the remnant, and those who are cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion, and from this time forth and forevermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, the forever dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, in yesterday's passage, we got this like beautiful picture of redemption and restoration of God's people. God tells his people he will gather them to his mountain. And it's not just his people. It says that peoples would flow to it and many nations would gather. That's peoples is implying many other people, not just the Israelites, but all peoples, all these different ethnic groups would come and gather at the mountain of God, the city of God, and God would bring peace. God would bring justice to all these people. And so our passage today, it's a continuation of that passage, and it tells us more about what this like restoration and this redemption day would look like. And we see that in verse 6, God says, in that day, right? In that day, I'm going to do something. And what he tells us in this passage is that he's going to assemble the lame, gather people who have been driven away, those who he has even afflicted, right? This is what he's going to do. Now, when you think about a great society or a joyful assembly, you think about a group of people who are going to accomplish much and do much. You don't think about these people that God brings up in this passage, right? Now, for us even, right, it's not like we try to exclude the people that are described here, but we don't exactly make it a point to include them, usually in our minds at least, when it comes to making a great nation, our great people. And that's because these are the people that God says. These are the people that God mentions. He says, the lame. These are people who can't walk for whatever reason. Maybe there's a birth defect or an accident that happened or whatever it is. It's people who are in wheelchairs or crutches, people with weird limps, at least weird to us. These aren't the primary people we're thinking of building a great people or a great society or a strong nation. After that, God says he's going to gather those who have been driven away. These are people who are made to feel that they didn't belong, whether it's by like implicit cultural means or like explicit discrimination. They just were driven away. Like, you don't belong here. You don't belong with us. It was an us versus them, and they're one of the thems. They didn't belong in that group. And then that last one, I think, is really interesting. He says he's going to gather those whom he has afflicted. These are people that God himself has punished or afflicted in some way. And why is that? Why were they afflicted? That's what Mike has been talking about. They were afflicted because of their sin and their failure to follow God. These are people who deserved to be rejected by God. And yet God says, I'm going to gather them. It's to these people that God says, I'm going to make a strong nation from the lame, right? From the disabled, the oppressed, the discriminated against, the failures, the rejects, people who have failed God even. These people are the ones that God is going to gather, bring to his mountain, to his city, and make them a strong nation. He even says here, they're going to rule. There's going to be like authority and power with this people. This is God's justice at work. He's going to take the rejects, the failures, the lame, the poor, the oppressed, and he's going to make them a strong nation, a beautiful assembly, and a beautiful gathering. And like, what an encouragement. How awesome is this to understand that this is the work of God's redemption, of God's restoration of this world. As I thought about this, as I was thinking about like the people that God lists here, it reminded me of the Beatitudes. Where Jesus says, like, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, the meek, people who can't defend themselves or fend for themselves, people who lack righteousness, who are being persecuted. Why would they be blessed? Why will those people be blessed? Because God is going to gather them. God is going to make them a strong nation. God is their king. That's why they're blessed. And all this is possible because of the kingdom of God that was coming through, that was going to come through in the case of Micah, in the case of the Beatitudes, was soon to come true through the work of Jesus, his life on earth, his death on the cross, and his resurrection from that. Because of that, we can be blessed because we belong to God. We all in some way belong in these categories because we've all failed God in some ways. And in turn, we need to be people who are ready to welcome the whole assembly. People who are physically deformed or disabled in some way. People who feel like they are left out or have been rejected by society, implicitly or explicitly. We need to be a body of people, a strong nation, a strong people and kingdom that's ready to welcome all peoples, all nations, people of all different backgrounds and body types and skin colors, all people into the kingdom of God. We are called and we're meant to be part of this justice of God. Let's pray that we can do justice, that we can be part of the strong nation, and that we can rule with the power of God and be a blessing to this world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for such an awesome word, an awesome picture, and we thank you that we belong with you in Mount Zion because of you, because of all that you've done. We thank you, Jesus, for what a wonderful and awesome like gift this is you've given to us, and I pray that we will live in thanksgiving and gratitude, but we'll also live in just love, and we'll have love for the afflicted, the lame, those who feel excluded, that we will reflect your love to them and will be part of that gathering, of that assembly. Use us, God. Bless us, Lord. In your name we pray.